This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort, meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
So, you know, I'm in there with, I'm in the booth with Jeremy Roenick and Kelly Lynch, and we're playing. I have a toy. It's a, and it's a toy toucan, and the toucan's beak is a keyboard.
Oh,
well, it's a, so he, and he says, "You can play songs with me. I'm a toucan with a fun piano on my beak."
On top of his beak?
Yeah, his beak effectively is a keyboard, a fun piano, as he would put it. And so we're trying to figure out Purple Haze.
Oh.
You know, the song?
Okay.
It's not really a piano song.
No.
But just the notes, I feel like, could still sound pretty good on the toucan's beak.
Is that in reference to me? I don't know. It's just hard for me to hear that, and I think it has something to do with me. Or am I being
I don't think I even knew you.
Oh, okay.
This was 1961.
Oh, okay.
Before the song even came out. You know what I mean?
Okay.
I mean, we knew the song.
Are they, because they are not, they are kids?
The, yes, they're, yes, they're little. And I'm kind of a squirt as well, kind of a pipsqueak.
Yeah.
You know, I was pretty.
At least as far in your music career.
Yeah. Yeah. It was early on in the game before I got so fucking jaded, man. I mean, before I transitioned out of even toucan beak stuff and just started making beats.
Mm-hmm.
Have you heard my new beat?
No. Do you want to play? Does Devin have it?
Devin, you want to play my new beat? This shit's fire. This shit slaps.
Who's in there?
Who's fucking laughing? Who's, that, that's,
who's laughing? That?
Some kind of freakazoid.
Kevin, what are you doing? We're supposed to play the beat. What are you doing?
Hey guys, Chef Kevin here. This is an instrumental for the beat. When
Kevin does this under the beat,
yeah.
And who then, else is in there?
Go ahead, Devin. And Devin, you play the beat. It's it starts with just this. Well, there's an ad. I'll go.
Yeah, it's an ad first. This shit ain't free.
Oh, this slaps.
You can play songs with me. I'm a toucan with a fun piano on my beak. Beep 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 beep. You can toucan, toucan. Fun piano, fun piano. You can beep 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 beep. Hi, kids. Do you like violence? Want to see me stick 9-inch nails to each one of my eyelids? Want to get drunk and do exactly like I did?
Okay, Terry, you
try SIDS and get fucked up worse than my life.
You can't do that. You aren't allowed to put that in the song. That is not a sample if you just like do all the words from it.
But I'm doing it off.
I never found it. Who else is in that room? I just have to know going into this. It's very disruptive. Who is in there?
Devin, Colin, and Dana.
Ugh.
Colin is here. Okay, Colin. It's like, this is a big one tonight. I just got to be there and check it out. Make sure everything is on the old up and up.
Be a big feather in my cap. Big being in the room for
just
this
making
one.
Sure everything goes well. Making sure the levels are. Okay, great. I love it. More people, please. We have, so we should, do we need to like sort of explain what's going on this episode?
Yeah, we're doing a trick.
It's kind of a weird one. It's not a trick. I mean, it's like,
well,
okay.
It's a trick.
So, Tom is going to be here. We sort of told him that something was going to happen on the show that is not exactly what we're going to do. Mm. He thinks that he is going to be here for an episode that is like honoring him. It's like a appreciation of his life
yeah,
and career.
Yeah, it's like a lifetime achievement. Like, yeah.
Yeah.
It's like,
is that what you said?
Yeah, I said, well, I said, are you familiar with the Cecil B. DeMille Award?
Yeah.
And he said, yes.
He
and
said,
I said,
well, we want to. Cecil B. Demented Award.
I said, well, we want to give you the, sure. Pete Holmes Award.
Okay.
Yes. For achievement. And just funniness
and sonic humor.
Yeah, and sonic humor, exactly.
Mm-hmm. Which I
and
guess
he was like,
now
you mean
BB-8? BB-8 is going to get that.
But anyway, after a lot of back and forth,
mm-hmm.
we did finally land on, like, he's going to come down to the studio and we're going to get
that. So that's what
award.
He thinks is happening. Yeah. So, well, you know, we'll go through, like, I don't know who's going to tell him that's we have something else that we're going to do this episode, but I guess we'll figure
but
it out.
But he'll be fine. He's always pretty cool.
I think he's going to handle it really well. I think he's in a really good place.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Emotionally, he's never been more predictable.
Is someone knocking?
Come in.
Okay, because everyone is in the fucking control room. No one. Hi, Tom. Great.
What up, what up from our show?
Hey, high five, Tom.
Oh, yes. Oh, a
sorry.
Big high five.
Your hand is really cold.
Wow. Yes.
Very cold out there.
And what is on it?
I'm sorry that, about that. Sorry,
duck sauce.
I really
boys.
It's so.
You seem great.
I'm sorry that no one was there to let you in and tell us that you were here because everyone, I guess, decided that they were more valuable just sitting and watching the show.
I'm loving this Sergeant Pepper's jacket, Tom.
Thanks,
that is
man.
So cool. Did
you
make that?
Some of it I made. Some of it was like that in the store when I found it. I gotta say, I thought it would keep me warm, but it's a chilly night in Lipstick City.
Yeah.
Yes.
Right?
But you've been, out,
you've been outside for a while?
3.5 hours.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Just priming the pump, though, man. This is, I am fucking jacked for
you
this.
You seem
tonight.
Really
I am
yes,
jacked.
In a near manic state.
Yes. Jacked.
Yes.
Well, it's an exciting thing. Mm-hmm. It's the Pete Holmes Award.
Yeah.
We don't.
So jacked.
We've never given it out before.
No, this is the first one.
Ooh, so that is its own kind of honor, I guess. that is God, Peter. Pete, that's just Pete. You.
Oh, okay. That's me paying tribute to the namesake of
my
award.
Okay. Are you okay with the headphones? You keep flipping them back and forth.
This new studio is very nice.
That's right. Yeah, you haven't been to the new studio.
Yeah. Not nuts about the new table. I loved when people had like six signatures on it.
Yeah.
And, like, people this
don't,
one only
people,
has like three.
People do not want to sign this.
Yeah. It seems like, are there no markers in the room?
There are normally like too many markers. See all those markers?
Oh, there they are.
Yeah. It's so much that people, it's like very desperate
for
people to sign.
It's tough to pick which
table.
One, and so people aren't tripling and quadrupling up.
But nobody
much.
Wants people to know that they are here. So let me just
who
say, for the headphones,
swastika?
The middle bar goes on the top.
Okay.
They're not
of your
that
head.
Different from the old headphones. It's a different studio, but they actually are really similar. If you remember the old headphones, it's pretty similar in terms of the way you're going to put them on and use them.
Yeah. So Paul Scheer drew this swastika on the table? Or did somebody just draw a swastika near his signature?
I hate to assume.
I think if
that
you notice, I think it's going in the other direction. So if it was him,
oh, so it's
he's
the,
like an Eastern religion.
It was like a Hindu symbol or something.
Yes.
And
so
a lot
symbol
of those,
of love.
A lot of those
love,
guys.
Prosperity.
I was just in India, and they're like, "Oh, we had no idea. That's like another thing. We didn't know that that was like a bad thing." And that is like Paul's thing too. He's like, "Oh, I thought it was just like a nice thing."
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That meaning peace and being friends.
Read a newspaper. It's what I say. So this is exciting. Thank you.
Yeah, for we're not here to take shots. We're here to honor you. We're not here to take shots at anyone else.
We were hoping to get Pete here to present the award with not available. But we
season four not picked up yet, but they have a room together.
Yes,
he's got to be in the room.
Yes.
You know they're shooting season four in IMAX.
Well,
like real IMAX?
Yeah, it's going to be in IMAX theaters.
It's only going to be showing at the Science Museum?
If you care about something, yeah, you put it up at the Science Museum. But we have reached out to a couple of his acolytes to, help out with the presentation. Oh, cool.
Yeah, but we'll get into that. Did you have anything prepared? Anything you wanted to say?
I got a couple things I want to say.
Okay.
First of all, thank you. Thank you.
That's so nice. I shouldn't talk.
No. Okay. Please don't. Please. I'm doing my thing now.
Yeah.
It's my moment.
Mm-hmm. And
you've
earned it.
Your moment.
And you earned it. I had my moment.
You've had plenty of your moments. Both of you, and I guess
I've had a couple
now,
senior moments lately, but I've been misplacing everything.
It's my moment.
Okay.
Because,
Ginkgo.
I know it's one of the ears on the head is kind of making its way into your mouth. I just want to make sure.
Hold on.
That, yeah.
So like this.
Yes. Those go on not either like side. This. Yes. No, no not okay. like that. Yes. All and right. I just want to make, I want to give you space to sure. make your okay. speech uh-huh. and not have any of the equipment okay. get in your way.
Okay. So here we go. I just want to feel it first. I just want to feel.
I encourage you to live in this for as long as you need.
I just want to hold this moment.
Because it has been a long road. Okay. Mm.
Feel it first makes me think of feel it still.
Feel it still. I thought you might think that.
Yeah.
So, fellow podcasters, fellow comedians, and to the fans from worlds coast to coast and one tip of the globe to the other.
And crashinistas, Pete wanted us to.
And to all my crashinistas out there, thank you. It's been a long road to get here. I've come on this show more than any other guest, and
is that true?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We've had the corporate guys on. But
no.
At least a couple times.
I've done more live shows than they've done real shows. It's true. Go count the fucking... It doesn't take much. And I started late, too. Okay. It's like 91. Episode 91 I started, and I caught up.
You think we were having them? And you can even count them twice. I didn't even know who they were.
I missed something. Because there's two of them. What's that?
I missed something. I was reading my mug. What? Go back up.
How far back?
I don't know. The mug
has
says,
Tom been on the show more than anyone?
Not more than the corporate guys. Because there's two of them.
Yeah. I'm saying you double that. I've been on, even if you count them as two, I've beat them.
Yeah. They did it last year and this year.
Okay. Jake and Amir?
More. Mm-hmm. More. Okay. More.
Okay.
All those New York shows.
Did we air those?
I think.
I'm just worried that people haven't heard that. Did we actually release them?
Or even if we did, it was so long ago. Okay. Those people probably graduated.
Okay, that's great. That's huge. For more than anyone, that's amazing.
Anyone. Ask Kevin.
A lot of those people moved on to Cumtown and stuff.
Should I start over again with my thing? I did start.
Okay.
But I just want to say one thing. I know the score. I know the score. Ha, ha, ha. Right? Ha, ha, ha.
Nelson. From Simpsons.
What's that?
From Nelson.
I got it. It's very funny, Sean. No. This is my moment, though. It's mine. And you guys, you can't take it. None of you can take it from me. None of you. All you rat bastards. You've all run me down. You laugh at me. You watch me slide down the ladder. But you know what? No more. I'm out here now. I'm planting my flag in Los Angeles.
You're moving here?
I moved here.
Not for, yes. Not because of this.
Yeah. Well, not entirely because of this.
Okay. You moved here partly because you were getting.
Yes. And I'm doing
the Pete Holmes Award.
I'd say it's 70% of why I came out here, but okay. I'm staffed also.
Oh, you are.
Holy shit.
Tom.
Hey, thank you, right?
That's great.
It's pretty exciting.
Wow. What are you working on?
Kevin Spacey has a talk show on Pornhub and I'm, doing audience warm up.
Okay. Okay. So that is, I just want to say, first of all, that is not technically a staff position.
No, but I write for it also.
You write the warm-up stuff, or you write for the main?
Both.
They let you submit jokes.
No, I'm in the room. I wrote the thing he did that came out a month ago.
Okay. Yeah. I was sort of wondering. That did have a little of
so that was sort of a teaser trailer for the talk, for the
That's
Porn
what that
Hub
is.
Talk
we
show.
Didn't drop it yet. By the time this airs, it will be known. And
is he going to be Frank?
That's a part of the thing is he says I'm going to be Frank and Frank.
Oh, it's like a Frank TV, but it's Frank Underwood instead of Frank Caliendo. No, so he's doing a bunch
Frank
of characters.
Frank Caliendo's the first guest.
Ah.
Okay. Yeah. And is there a porn aspect to it?
Oh yeah.
Okay. We don't need to know what it is.
Well, I can tell you, Ron Jeremy is the band leader.
Okay.
He's got a pretty sweet blues band. And he's a much better harmonica player than I thought he would be.
Wow. You thought, why would you think he would be a bad harmonica player?
I just never thought he would be interested in the harmonica. He calls it the mouth organ. I don't love that. But he has one of those vests like the dude in Blues Traveler.
Uh-huh. Oh, shit. Those are the real pros.
Yeah.
That's cool. That's sort of, I always thought that was like when Rambo has those like bandoliers of bullets, that's sort of John Popper's version of that.
I just want to say, you wouldn't use like getting the Pete Holmes Award, for example, as like part of your CV to get this job. That wouldn't be.
It didn't hurt.
Okay.
Yeah, it didn't hurt.
You push that pretty hard.
Yeah. I can just say it's like I felt like I got in on the ground floor of a thing that I think a lot of people look down at and they don't realize that I just.
It's like people talked about Netflix.
Yeah.
A few years ago.
Yeah.
I mean, remember? Yeah. Everyone was like, what? It's like a web series?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. What is it? A web series? Yeah.
And Kevin Spacey was on that too. Yeah. So all the ingredients are there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. He made that legitimate. And then I'd say he's an even bigger star now just based on some of what's been happening.
Yeah. And
certainly more famous.
It's like Google, like his search. Oh, yeah. More people are searching him.
Absolutely. They literally do search him also. They search all of us. To be fair, we all get searched.
Every day, everyone gets searched in the office.
Coming in and out. Yes.
There's stuff they don't want you to take out from there.
Yeah, they look. They have a list. They won't let us see it.
Okay. You're not even allowed to know the stuff that is desirable.
It has to stay. I just don't take anything. What I bring in, I take back.
Great policy.
Yeah.
Everybody writes fully in the nude so that they know you're not taking anything?
No, they just pat us down.
Okay. Because Pornhub, it wouldn't be that strange, right, for you all to write in the nude, and maybe there's a camera in there, and that's
honestly,
also
in a way, it's strange to wear these, like, strips of cloth. It's, like, so arbitrary.
It's crazy.
That's what Ron says. Ron's big on that.
Mm-hmm.
And it's created weird dynamics with the other guys in his band.
The band is nude.
Yeah, it is pretty much Conan's band, except it's Ron Jeremy playing harmonica.
Max Weinberg is there?
Yes, he's back.
Wow.
Under duress.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I think he owes money or something. I don't know. I don't get into that. He just seems very stressed.
He is. Everyone is compensated for this show.
I guess it depends on. I think.
Yes. I was referring to money, getting paid money for your work.
Yeah, I mean, I've got 3 months to go, and then it's just money is what I get paid in.
Okay, so it's like a proof of concept kind of right now.
I don't know what that is.
And you sort of so you're scaling up through other forms of payment.
Well, no, I get given access codes for kind of like premium access to Pornhub that I can sell.
They probably have a store that sells like mugs and like t-shirts and stuff, which is like you can, you know.
It's not so much a store as it is Ron has like a box with like mugs and things in it. And he sells the stuff. So
it's like a Ron Jeremy merch table is set up in the room.
Yeah. And he's got one of those little credit card swipers.
Was your speech done, by the way?
No. I didn't start yet.
Okay. You said you did. I asked you earlier if you had started.
Well, stop crashing
Easter. And you said, yes, I did start. Uh-huh. So now you just said you didn't start.
Well, I didn't get to the message of the thing.
Okay, let's get a little more into this, and then we do have other stuff we want to do. Sure. So.
Okay. My friends, these are troubling times, as we all know. And when I look out at all of you, I say to myself, you gotta love each other, baby. You just gotta love each other. That's all this is about. It's about love. And I also want to.
Oh, so okay. So we have some other guests.
Oh, hey.
A little early.
It's Pete's little helpers.
So these are like sort of presenters for the ceremony, mm-hmm.
for other awards.
No, it's all about you tonight, Tom. This is your career that we are celebrating.
And these guys are also just big fans.
We're a little unclear on what's going on here. I'm just making eye contact with Mitch to make sure we're on the same page.
No, I have no idea what's going on here.
You guys invited us here with a high priority email, like one with a little red exclamation point next to it.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Said, thank you so much for reading that.
Yeah,
for reading it to Mitch.
I read it right away. I texted a screen cap over to Mitch because he didn't check his email. And you said that we should come over here tonight at this time because you have a special video game for us.
And in a way we do.
Yes.
What do you mean? We were even confused by special video games. Yeah. It was like a weird thing to say.
It sounds I said to Nick that it sounds like it's not real. Special
this
video
is kind
game.
Of yeah. In a way, this is something of a Red Dead Redemption.
Isn't it though?
Because that we have Tom Sharpling here. His career was dead.
And who are you?
I'm Mike I'm Mitch from the Doughboys podcast.
Okay. Hi.
Nice to meet you.
Sure, it's very nice to meet you too. I'm kind of in the middle of something.
I'm sorry.
And you are?
I'm Nick Weiger, from the Doughboys.
Very nice to meet you.
These guys you've talked about, these are the Hamburger Man.
The Hamburger Man. The guys who make all that money on Patreon talking about onion rings.
We've heard the Hamburger Man before. It makes Nick it infuriates Nick.
I don't know why that would make you upset.
Come on,
yeah.
Aren't you the one who demanded a year's worth of free burgers, or else you walk?
I did. I asked for that in our contract when we were talking here at Earwolf, and they wouldn't do it.
Is Dana still here?
Dana
by the
wouldn't
way?
Do it.
Okay.
HeadGum stepped up. HeadGum was like, "We'll give you the year.
We'll get
burgers,
you on no the problem. Horn in a little bit. We don't need you. I do want to work out some of this other stuff right now. But if you're available, it'd be great if you could stay to talk about.
We'd love
negotiation.
To have you long term for some of the discussion yes. of the hamburgers.
And can I just say one thing, guys? God bless you. You figured some thing out that is cleaning up. You're making piles of money. I'm in the middle of a Lifetime Achievement Award now. You can watch. You're welcome to watch. And I guess if you guys have some special sauce you want to talk about or something, you can whisper to each other. But I'm in the middle of a lifetime achievement award here, so
can I be honest real quick?
What's that?
I'd just take the video game and go if possible.
Yeah, we just want the special video game.
Well, can I ask you, video game wise, what is one step beyond virtual reality?
Do you mean like some sort of full body 3D immersive?
Full body immersive life size Tamagotchi Sharpling.
Mm-hmm. So what you're saying is that this is like a metaphor. Like this is like what we're experiencing now is the special
dynamic
video game.
I'm sensing between you guys when he said onion rings and you asked for the game.
I felt the exact same thing as soon as they walked
electricity?
In the room.
Yes, and it was initially about you, of course, being tricked into helping him receive this lifetime achievement award. But now I'm seeing something where I almost wonder if Tom has done all the work he could possibly do on our show and has graduated to
this
being
involved
in...
This is what I'm thinking. You're taking the words out of my mouth. So you guys came in here, and you guys love video games, obviously.
Yeah, we love them.
And what we have here is someone who is winning a lifetime achievement award in podcasting.
Okay,
this is basically
all game words.
This is basically the Parsifal of podcasts. This is the guy who's like navigating the Oasis.
This is player one.
Yes, this is player one.
Think about that. And he's ready at long last to sort of, you know, this is small potatoes. This show we do here, it's fun, it's cute, but it's not Hamburger Man.
Yes, and so this wasn't my intention coming into this. This was not the plan.
And I almost don't even want to do it because we'd be losing Tom to these guys.
That would freaking stink.
Oh, no.
But what would be so fun coming out of this is if maybe Tom, especially now that Tom is living here full time, it turns out.
Hayes, what? Then... If he's here full time, then he could just be with them all the time. They live here.
He could be on their show.
Don't you guys live here too, though?
I don't even think but he's traveling, and I have a thing.
And you have a thing. Yes. Okay.
It just seems like if you're putting reasons why he should be on our show, him living here.
It's a transitional year for us.
Right.
I know, yeah.
So you guys aren't going to be in LA as much as what you're saying.
Duh.
If you,
sucks,
I mean,
but yeah.
Yeah. You've been hearing that as well? Wow.
Oh,
okay.
Wow.
So
it's out there now. Then if Nick's heard it, it's out there. Okay. Got us. We're probably going to be back and forth a little.
So is it.
Between where?
Yeah. Between LA, we have to. Because it's, you know. So, you're here, you know,
right.
And Tom is, wow. And then with us being back and forth, it's like, okay, well, what is Tom going to, oh, wait, you know, these guys.
There's this other perfect, yes.
The triangle of power that I'm seeing with you three guys. Whoa.
What you said the word tricked about 10 minutes ago.
And
in regard to the award.
When was that?
Sean, you said the word tricked.
Was I referring to a game of whist?
I don't know what you were referring to.
I actually think, yes, I remember. If I remember that part of the show, you were saying that you made the trick.
Yes.
Completed the full whist trick.
Mm.
What's whist?
Yeah, what is whist?
See,
yeah,
you guys, yes. This, like, it's all video games with these
guys.
Well,
there's a few, but
there
honeymoon
would be
whist,
no video
I guess,
games
is,
without whist.
Yeah.
Why
no, whist is the original video game, and honeymoon whist in particular is something Hayes and I like to play.
Okay.
Whist, is that what I tie my freaking Switch controller around?
Yeah.
When I'm going crazy in my living room?
No kidding, yeah. He loves those games.
This would be a pretty sweet thing for me to take to Ron and for the band. You'd be like, what is whist, right? You say, what is whist? And he'd be like, like harmonica on it.
Does he just do that? Like, is he like Paul Schaefer and just like taking cues from what people are saying and they're just like right in it like that? Or you would have to rehearse that for a while ahead of
no,
time?
No, he does banter. And then the main hurdle has been just that he's very touchy with himself at times.
That Ron
just,
is?
Ron is. And it seems like he's not entirely in control.
Well, I gotta say, you might be really comfortable working with Weiger, who also does go down on himself.
This is working out so perfectly.
You know what I mean? There's such a so many connections.
Tom, are you talking about the...
A combination of Mitch and Weiger would maybe be Ron Jeremy. So in a way... It's a very smooth transition for you from your work life, you know, to your home casual life.
Yes.
Are you talking about the Kevin Spacey late night band?
Yeah.
I read a little bit about it.
Uh-huh.
Wait, okay. Let's say,
I'm working
you,
on that.
Wait, let's just get it all out there. You read for it.
Oh, yeah, I'm sorry. I read for the role. Of the Kevin Spacey role,
okay,
in the talk show,
yeah,
and they're using you for some like remote pieces and stuff, right? They're gonna throw to you for some man on the street stuff.
I'm kind of yeah.
You're like Ross the intern.
I'm the Jordan Kepler of the
Kevin Spacey show.
Kind of got a correspondent sort of role. Mm-hmm. You sort of fell into. I think it's a good fit for you.
Yeah,
mm-hmm. I bet we're actually both Mitch and I. We've been having trouble finding record times because he's busy with that. I'm busy. I'm in that crashing season four writer's room.
Oh, you are. In there.
I'm in there, yeah.
Are we? How are we doing? I know there's a pickup. I know there's a pickup meter in the room.
Yeah, the pickup meter. It's kind of been. It's been going between 40% and 60%, like just
what's
sort of like
next
in
for
that middle.
Pete?
It's interesting. He's 29 in the new season, so he's getting younger. So it's an interesting move to.
I got
go
a
that
question
direction.
For you.
Yeah.
Does the pickup meter get confusing at all when someone calls into the room?
Yeah, because then people are like, "Is that the? Should I pick up my phone? It's at 40% right now." People do get confused sometimes. So
wait,
just,
why would that be confusing?
Because it pickup is like also you,
a term for picking up
when you answer your phone.
Okay, so wait. Okay.
Oh, okay. So it's like a word.
Wait, so yeah. Wait, so
association.
Yeah, it's a word association thing.
So when people call, when someone's phone rings,
bring that
in
to
the room,
Bang Bang, man. Run that over to Bang Bang.
And this is exactly Tom's kind of thing, so right. I'm already seeing how this could work out.
What is my
But time you're time? Saying that when somebody calls into the room,
uh-huh.
people look at their phone, and uh-huh. then they check the pickup meter for the odds.
Yes, that's what that we are saying, Nick and I.
It's both of our ideas.
Well, let's unpack it a little more.
Right.
So you're picturing a physical meter on the wall that has a percentage point.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And that when someone's phone rings, that they'll look at the meter to see whether or not they should answer the phone. There's a number above which they would want to pick up the phone.
I was
or,
just wondering if they'd be confused by that. Also, you can run down.
If they get confused. Okay, what's confusing to them in the scenario? Just so Tom.
I could run it down to Bang Bang. Bang Bang is recording. If Bang Bang is recording now. Or?
I assume they're somewhere in the building.
And Tom is the
I
exact
just came
kind
here
of person
for a video
to
game.
Help you bring this kind of thing home.
Right.
Like with Tom, you're never struggling to get that kind of thing over the line.
I just
want
to talk late night.
Because he's a real logic guy.
Yeah. I gotcha.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
He's the logic police in the room.
How is Weinberg over there, Max?
Max?
Yeah. Have you ever caught him with an egg in his mouth?
He seems very, very irked a lot of the time.
Yeah.
Okay.
And he's really hung up on how much, like in the cafeteria, because there is like a Pornhub cafeteria.
Oh, wow.
Mm. That it costs more for hot food than cold food from the salad bar.
Okay. So that could be why you said that you're searched every day.
Uh-huh.
Right. It could be that he is smuggling in food.
We're not allowed to bring food in.
That's what I'd say. Do they search your mouth?
They do. Yes.
Oh, okay.
Uh-huh. They Maybe. Search mine. I've seen other people not get their mouths searched.
Okay.
I get mine searched
twice.
How
do you see somebody not get their mouth searched?
It's just the lack of them searching.
Okay.
And then they sometimes will say to me, it's like, and we let that guy through. We're going to search yours twice. And then I'm just like, wait, why would you go?
See, these are the kind of stories. Honestly, Doughboys is just fucking like stories and shit like that. It's just like what happened to you that day, basically.
Yeah, or like once in a while what happened in middle school or something.
Yes.
And then what happened today.
And then Mitch like pretends to get mad at Weiger, and
he finds like, some reason to get all worked up.
Yeah.
And then Nick does sort of a who me routine. He pretends not to really know what's riling Mitch.
It's so easy. And if you combined your Patreon numbers.
Yeah.
How many subscribers are you guys at now?
We're at just a shade under 7K.
7K?
Yeah.
Okay.
I can bring up the number right now.
You don't have to bring up the number.
We have 6,818 patrons right now.
Okay. Mm-hmm. That's pretty good. I mean, would you say no to 10 more?
You know,
you take all of your guys over.
Mm-hmm. I mean, look, I'm going to just lay my cards on the table now. I've been so jealous of you guys. You talk about the secret sauce. You guys figured out the secret sauce of making money on Patreon.
We've never really talked about the secret sauce in general.
Uh-huh.
So modest.
I'm sure I heard one where you guys.
You listen to your fan of the show? You listen to every episode?
I have, yeah.
Wow.
Oh.
That's my secret sauce.
What's your favorite one?
The one where you guys talked about, was it like fries?
Wow, he's definitely listened to the show. That's a fan.
That is one of our best episodes.
That's crazy to hear that, because I thought, you know, the way you'd say like Hamburger Man, it seemed like you were being kind of like dismissive and
it's jealousy.
Oh wow,
it's jealousy.
Wow, so he's heard the fries app. I mean, this guy's been a day one subscriber.
Because you're just like, I was like. And I'm still not sure which one is which. But one was like, ah, these fries are good. Mm-hmm. The other was like, no, they're not good. These are great.
I was the one who said they were great.
That was you.
Yeah.
And then we bickered tracking. a little bit about that.
We do get confused out in public.
Yeah, people think I'm Mitch and they think you're Weiger. Mm-hmm. And then sometimes they think that either of us is Yusong, our producer.
See, it's this. It does not get easier than this. I could fit in with this.
Let's try it.
This is the show.
Hey, shut the fuck up. I got new.
Thank you.
That's friends.
That's great. That's fine with me.
You guys torched
me one time too many.
Mm. Yeah, we've been so bad.
You're bad guys.
And we need to be, I think, punished.
Punished.
I think, yes.
I'm out.
Oh, man, wow. that teach me a real lesson.
Tom, you have to stay.
Tom, no. This seems Tom? Rash. No. I don't want to walk out on us and not do the show at all anymore, ours?
Yeah, you don't get it anymore, buddy.
Come on.
But what I'd like to do now, if you guys, and again, you are.
Us.
Okay.
Us. Okay.
You'll sort of learn.
Okay. Can we?
There's a way of communicating.
What if we did the show right now? What if we just got it started? Right?
Yeah.
Our new format, sort of integrating you.
Let's just try it.
Okay. Right, I'm willing to try.
Yeah.
Can I start?
Oh, sure.
No, you start. You're right. You start.
All right. Hey, everybody.
Because I thought it. Oh, no, fuck it. I'm so sorry.
But if this is an episode, leave all this in.
Yeah.
Yes.
All right.
Okay.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to the show.
Hey, hey.
What? Hey, Tom, what do you think of fries?
French fries?
Yeah.
I don't like them.
Huh.
I love them.
Oh, wow.
Shit.
Wow.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Mitch, what do you think of fries?
I think that I don't think they're bad. I think that they're...
You don't think they're bad!
I think they're great!
Say I don't like them. Say I don't like them.
I don't like them.
You don't like them.
I love them.
That's my line.
Oh, wait. Why? Wait, hold on a second.
No. Say I don't like them.
I don't like them.
I adore them.
Well, it's come the time where we're going to
I want the adore thing. I want that.
Disney did 9/11. Buzz, buzz, buzz.
Oh, no. Bugmane is here.
Bugmane's here. Subscribe to our Patreon.
Subscribe to our Patreon, patreon.com/doughboys. There's the Golden Plate Club level, and there's the Platinum Plate Club level. And coming soon,
The Tom Club.
Yeah, Tom Club. Be very exciting incentives for you there. So get right in at $18 per month, and you can join the Tom Club.
Tom Club.
I have no notes. That was a really, I think that basically could be an episode.
I got a note. Goodbye, cruel world. You know,
a suicide note.
Yes, I got a suicide note that I write for myself to the world.
Can I just say I do have a note?
See
with
Venice
this.
And die.
Can I just say I do have a note? I'm going to. I feel like I'm missing what I bring to the table
in
this new format.
Okay. I don't know if the move is to assert yourself too much in this, just to kind of – I'm willing to – I'm
always
sure they're willing
pains.
To hear you out.
Yeah.
Yes. But maybe just sort of get in where you fit
Can we run it again?
Okay.
Sure. Yeah. We usually do a few takes of the show, so
– I think it works, and maybe we run it again at – where are you guys now? Freaking Dan Harmon's – comedy lab or where
we record out of Dan Harmon's comedy lab.
Yeah.
Okay. Do we do this over there?
Should we should physically get in our cars and drive over to Dan Harmon's?
I just don't know if we
lab.
Need to do an episode here or if we just sign the papers and Tom is the Doughboys and we just make it official now instead of just fine-tuning it when it's already so good.
It's so clear that it's gonna work, and then it's just a matter of, ironing out whatever bumps.
Well, I'm driving Ron's car now, so I really am not supposed to take it past. I'm not allowed to go past.
He's gonna be looking at the mileage?
Yes. Right. He said that you're allowed to go. The Cheetah's is the one edge of where you're allowed to go, and then the Hustler Superstore is the other edge.
Okay.
I'm not allowed to, and he really tracks the mileage on it.
Wow.
Can we do it here?
HCL is actually across the street from Cheetah's. Harmon's Comedy Lab.
Oh, cool. Well, then I can drive over.
Well, and Mitch's friend, Dustin Martian, knows how to wind back the odometer on a car.
This is the thing. Once you get involved with these guys, everyone they've worked with... They don't just leave bodies in their wake. Okay, let's put it that way. You everything they touch turns to gold.
Okay. I really would like to try.
You want to do it again?
I really do. I just would feel so much better about the
experience.
You
should start it.
I'll start.
Wanted to.
I'll start it. Okay. Hold on. No, you should start it. Please start it.
Me?
And often I just want to say, I know you guys do the show and you are fans of the show. What the ones and episodes I have heard, Weiger is the one who
that's a good point. Okay. You are the one
right.
who starts.
Right, that is interesting.
That actually might center us a little bit more,
That's probably what we're missing. So
okay, here we go.
Action.
Have you guys done Farmer Boys, for example? I mean, you can do it.
We did Farmer Boys with Nick Rutherford. Yeah. But you know, it's worth revisiting.
Yeah, it is worth a revisit.
Yeah, all right. All right.
So. Rutherford did it. Rutherford was good. He knocked it out of the park.
Yeah. It'll be hard to top him.
I'm not sure Tom wants to hear about Nick Rutherford.
I'm just, he was good. I mean, he left before the segment, which
he may have been good. No one's saying he's not good. I would expect him to be good. I'm not sure Tom wants to listen to this.
I definitely didn't hear you say that Nick Rutherford was not good.
No, I never said anything like that.
I didn't hear it.
Okay. Got it. Just that the dynamic worked on our show. So, welcome to Doughboys. This week, talking Farmer Boys. Wow,
is this
the Doughboys
how you
talking
normally,
Farmer
Boys. Is this how you normally do it?
Well, there's usually not an interruption right off the bat. Yeah.
I just said, I remember these very long speeches.
I do usually have an intro, but I record those separately, in a block. I just go over to the HCL
Do it now.
On a Sunday.
Just do one now.
Okay, do it. Okay.
That would be helpful for Tom, is what I'm saying. Yeah.
I don't care how the hamburgers get made.
Sure.
I believe you can do it right now, too.
Okay. All right. Great. Agriculture. From the beginning of humanity, a hunter-gatherer society discovered that they could cultivate crops on small patches of land using the concept of irrigation. This allowed collections of dwellings to grow into massive metropolises. And centuries later, the whole operation was mechanized. and thus was the birthplace of the modern farm. In the 20th century, pesticides, as well as genetically modified crops, allowed for the proliferation of corn across the United States, turned into frankenfoods like high fructose corn syrup and sweetened breakfast cereals. But that also gave rise to farmer culture, and farmers became known as the most beloved and sweet of America's heartland. And these beloved, sweet people eventually formed a fast food restaurant of their own in the city of Baker, California. That one outlet in Baker, California grew to a number of outlets up and down the West Coast, and then later,
keep going,
across all of America. And eventually, their award-winning burgers, fries, and breakfast.
Can you go back in time? Go back in time and then forward again?
Became a signature.
Like Lost.
For their ever-growing audience. So those early farmers in Sumeria.
Jesus.
May not have known that their pioneering invention would later become a mouthwatering bacon cheeseburger eaten by the son of a farmer. This week on Doughboys, Farmer Boys.
Doughboys, it's the Doughboys. Doughboys, it's the Doughboys.
Should we give them a sound drop? I can see Dana dancing in the control room. It just makes it even sadder that she really wanted Doughboys to be on Earwolf. She's just so clearly a fan of the show.
Yeah. We needed that year of hamburgers, and it just didn't happen.
Okay, so what I heard was that Dana offered you a year of hamburgers, and that was like the big hook of the deal.
Right.
Is that not right, Dana?
Oh my God, no. Here's the thing, so...
And there's still time. I mean, these guys, I'm sure you could pull them over right now.
Our contract is up in just a couple months.
Listen, wow. I would be so... The true story is that it was a little... Like, we really wanted the guys to come over really bad, and it seemed like it was going to be really tough. So I was like, I'm going to get in there and try. And so I went in, and which was my friendly self. But then Nick fully... It was a phone call, and Nick on the phone call did ask. He was like, hey, would Earwolf cover all of our food? And I just said, yeah. But it wasn't enough. It wasn't enough to bring him over. I really thought it was going to work out.
Became the story of we promised them a year's worth of hamburgers.
Yeah.
I can't believe there's not like a countdown to Doughboys free agency website I can go to or whatever with a clock moving.
I could just say also, I mean, you got Tom here. This could be a good time to win Tom back as well.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Do you have any demands?
I want Tom to come on and have a show on Earwolf, to be honest.
Okay.
That's what we meant when we said it was a good
time. I'm on board with it.
Well, yeah, but okay.
So that,
but you
that
just
mean,
said I'm kind of interested. I want Tom to come on and have a show.
I'm trying to be coy about it, but I'm like very interested.
Maybe that'll work.
And I honestly can see the Doughboys like getting jealous because already they want Tom to not do our show and Earwolf shows anymore.
Yeah,
never be in this studio. They want to sign. Mm. It looks like, if I'm reading you guys right, an exclusive lifetime deal.
Oh my gosh. Wow. That is so binding.
Can I be honest with you?
Yeah, go ahead. But first, give us a sound drop. I mean, we're doing Doughboys, right? I'll get you started. Hi-ho! I don't think so, Tim.
Ay, caramba.
What would you say?
Strategery.
Oh boy, that drop came from Shampoodler.
That's good work.
Yeah, it was good. What do you think, Nick?
I thought it was one of the better drops we've had in a while.
Oh, shut the fuck up.
People love that. The man.
And of course, Tom Sharpling is here.
Shane. This is the voice I'm going to do on your show, so I could take my voice to other places and I'll do it. Like, this is my Doughboys voice.
Right.
Yeah, Shane.
sort of an Edward G. Robinson sort of thing.
Yeah, Shane.
Can I also be honest once again?
Yeah.
Doughboys isn't really a character podcast.
Yeah, I would say like that's like a fun, if you mm-hmm. want that to be your intro, okay. I think that could maybe be a all thing because right. we each kind of do our own okay. intro. But
so we want the character of Tom on there.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay, so my intro will be, meh, see?
Okay.
I'm hungry.
I think that's good.
What's for lunch?
That's good. Yeah, that's good.
I know. That's not my real voice. It's Tom. What's up,
man? Hey, what's up, Tom? Thanks for being on the show.
What's up?
Thanks for. He's always on the show. So
oh, right.
Yeah.
Oh, welcome back.
No.
Are we doing this like this is like one he's been here for a while now, or is this the first one?
Yeah, this is going to be like six.
So we should just. Yeah. So we should just. Okay, this just is like be, six in.
Yeah, smooth. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Sorry. Start again.
Yeah.
Hey, so we're six in here with Tom.
Hey, what's up? Where are we eating today, guys?
Today?
Farmer Boys.
One for Farmers. You. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I don't want that.
Speaking of six in, how about Subway?
We could change it up to Subway, yeah.
I brought my own food from home.
Okay, that's,
wow, that's dynamic.
That's a really interesting, fresh new angle.
This is sexy. Yeah.
As you guys sort of start running out of material on the show, it could be great to have an obstacle every episode to have a host who does not want the food.
Who brought his own from home. This is so, and that is, I think, Spacey's influence a little bit.
Well, I guess you could say that a knife cuts two ways, and I most certainly am going to use this knife to cut my peanut butter and jelly sandwich, and I will not be on the receiving end of this knife.
Okay, so Tom, so going to be shifting in and out of Frank Underwood.
Which sounds like
he brought a peanut butter and jelly sandwich to eat instead of the Farmer Boys food.
Yeah, and you know, a lot of new wrinkles, a lot of stuff for us to
deal
with.
Back into the character stuff, which, you know, we don't love the character stuff.
Well, I think, like, you know, you'll do like a Bill Clinton impression. That's like kind of a running gag we have.
We're kind of an anti-TBS.
Right, so, yeah. But I mean,
characters are not welcome.
Characters are not welcome, but I mean, I think
that's USA Network.
Oh.
TBS, very funny fucking.
Oh, we're all sorry.
We're onto that as well.
We're anti-TBS then, too.
So, so I think it's fine to have like a little piece of that, though. It's just like, this is the thing, because you talked about the secret sauce. Here's what the secret sauce is. People like that.
I'm not
we
putting
are,
secret sauce on my peanut butter and jelly sandwich.
Weiger,
it's not,
what the fuck,
it's not
man.
Literal secret sauce. I'm talking metaphorically. The secret sauce is that people like that we are ourselves, and people like that we talk about our lives, and that's what, and it seems like the food is like an element of it, but if anything, people like it, find it easier to get a connection to someone they know.
Okay, can I
tell you something? I think Tom is actually maybe easier to work with than you.
Yeah,
I like Tom.
Let's try.
All right. Hey, Shay, it's Mitch. Shay,
I like that. Let's try just the two of us.
Hey, welcome to Doughboy, Shay.
Yeah, Shay. Where are we eating today, Shay?
Yeah.
Okay, now you would respond to that, Mitch. Just if this is gonna, I'm just.
I did. I said, yeah.
Okay, that is not a response to the question. Where are we gonna eat?
Where?
That's what he said.
We're trying at home food today, Shay.
Yeah, Shay. I made a peanut butter and jelly sandwich, Shay. At Whole Food. I made it in the store, see?
I thought, did you say home food?
Home food, yeah.
Okay, and I you thought he said, Whole Food.
I thought, yeah.
Okay, it could help to have someone
so what do you want
telling you what the other one is saying.
So which even if it's you just Yusung being like, I forgot
I like
the
whole,
dip.
Whole Food.
Hi, you it's do, me, Yusung, I forgot the dip.
Do you want to do Whole Foods or Home Foods?
Whole.
Okay. Which one?
Holmes.
Holmes? Pete Holmes?
Holmes food.
Do you want me to like bring some of the room snacks from
the
crashing
room?
You're not on the show anymore.
Well, you're on Hollywood Handbook.
If you're doing Holmes food, I could help out in that capacity. I could bring some of like the peanut butter pretzels we got there.
He has peanut butter pretzels in the room?
Yeah. What's next you guys have on the Pornhub Spacey show?
Films in Martha's Vineyard.
Okay.
Okay. Just take the whole thing again.
No, he grew up there. He knows. They pronounce it a little differently. He's from Massachusetts.
It's Mothers.
Yeah. It's like Quincy. Gotcha. They don't say it like Quincy, and they say Martha's Vineyard.
Martha's Vineyard.
This is the shit they've been doing to me for 4 years.
You know that I texted them to be in the holiday special for Doughboys, and they never responded?
No, I think we said we would do it and then never responded.
Yeah, maybe.
Handbook 101.
What we did was we waited until it was too late to be able to do it and then responded and went like, oh, sorry, we didn't respond to this earlier. We can do it. But it was like you obviously had already recorded all of it.
All I needed.
It was the Christmas special. And I think we responded like December 29th.
Yeah, that might be right.
Oh, I just need you to literally record just one line each.
Doesn't feel good, does it, Mitch?
Can I say, so Mitch, you were answering what the snacks are in the Kevin Spacey Pornhub show, which you do not work on.
Well, no, he does remote courses for them. I don't know if you would know what snacks they have.
Oh, okay.
But they do sometimes throw to Mitch. Okay. And then they do, like, I believe they do the weightlifting or having sex sketch from the second Adam Sandler CD. he just does that.
Dynasty Typewriter tonight, tomorrow night, Sandler. He's there. Just wanted to give you a heads up.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Is that what you're plugging?
Yeah. I guess it's a week old at this point, but he's there tonight, tomorrow night.
Are you going?
I tried to get tickets. It sold out.
Oh, wow.
Do you want to announce on this show that you're going to go to the Super Bowl again with your...
Yeah, that could be cool.
With the money you stole from your fans?
Wouldn't characterize it as stealing, not embezzling money. People are paying to subscribe to the show.
Tom, would you go to the Super Bowl with me if I like asked you to go?
Yeah,
he is gonna
this year.
It's in Atlanta.
Atlanta.
He is gonna want to bring his own food.
Yeah. Shane, bring my own food. Shane, we could do it as a write off.
That's right?
If you review all the snacks that you brought. I guess.
Look, I get it. Your fans, they've got a lot. There's a lot of them.
Yeah.
And they'll just buy anything when they see that it's you guys doing your thing.
Yeah.
So you take them for a ride, right? You take them for a ride.
No shame in it.
Yeah. You go, oh, it's research. We're going to review the pretzels at the Super Bowl. Right? Then you do a whole episode. Those pretzels, a little too salty for me. Cha-ching.
It's sort of ingenious, isn't it?
You seem to get it more than Nick does in a lot of ways.
That's why we do the show now.
I agree.
You guys are cutting me out?
No, we're sliding you over to Hollywood Handbook.
I'm joining Hollywood Handbook?
Are we even doing it, though?
I heard you say you have a thing.
I am, and you're going to be back and forth.
Yes,
huh?
I'm going to be back and forth a lot.
Oh, so then how do we do it with Nick? Because that sounds so good to me.
Do you like The Office? Do you like The Office?
I like The Office.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because Kevin has an Office podcast that I can get you on. I used to do it with him.
Like a recap podcast?
Where he recaps the episodes.
Kevin, that's like something I could hop in. Like you'd be cool with that.
Okay. So as we're seeing all the pieces fall into place, I really think this could be a great fit. What is the name of your office show?
Hey guys, Chef Kevin here. It's called Office Hours.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
And I would love to do a recap show with you, Nick. Do you ever watch The Office?
I've seen it.
Okay, we got a good start.
Ask him what his favorite episode is.
I ask him what's your Kevin? What's your favorite episode?
Oh, where do I begin? The pilot was really groundbreaking in its day. Yeah. And I think still holds up. How about you?
I think that's the one episode that's factually incorrect because they were just doing.
They essentially, that one, they hewed
the copying and almost identically an episode of another show that had been done.
Yeah.
So I think that's one of the only episodes that you could not
Kevin,
say that about.
Just to clarify, is ours spelled O-U-R-S in this?
It's office colon ours.
Yes. Is that right?
That's right.
Ask him to do his Toby impression.
Do you, Kevin, you, Chef Kevin, I'm hearing you have a Toby impression?
I've been getting a lot of negative feedback about
it. Okay. So you're a little skittish about busting it out?
But it kind of goes like this. No way.
All right, this thing, I mean, I would love to be a part of this. I just want to have a podcast to do.
Could you do an impression of anyone?
Yeah, I mean, let's
I'd
see.
I'd love to hear Stanley out of you, Weiger.
Yeah, a little Stanley.
Stanley.
Rest in peace.
He died?
The actor passed away?
Is that true?
Is that true?
Yeah.
Oh, he's dead?
Yeah.
Wow.
He died. He did all those cameos and all the movies and stuff, but he died.
Oh, I thought you were talking about the website. He did cameos. He recorded himself saying whatever people wanted him to say.
He had too many cameos stacked up.
No, he would do those things where
they tipped over and
he'd
always crushed him.
Look out, it's Iron Man.
Yeah.
Right.
He is sort of the new Stan Lee in a way. You could see that they're trying to like pass in the same way that Oscar Nunez took over for Cliff Paul.
Yeah.
They have been trying to.
They're taking Stan Lee from The Office and turning him into Stan Lee.
Turning him into Stan Lee.
Yeah.
But I also got to ask, why is he telling everyone to look out? It's Iron Man. It's the good guy.
Iron Man's helpful.
And yeah. Stan Lee is a villain.
He plays kind of different, depending on what this cameo is. Sometimes he's kind of a villainous one.
My answer is the wedding where they the wedding episode from
that's the best fun. One to you yeah oh,
that's fun
that's good excelsior
I like when they all dance together at the end when they all
you like when they dance to a Chris Brown song
when they did the meme
that's the choice that they made that you really approve of that that they could never take back
that's my favorite episode
cool you know that was based on a meme
what.
Yes, there was a video going on at the time of people dancing at a wedding to
what
Chris
meme
Pratt.
Should we do for our next episode?
Yeah, we do have to think about that now.
We do have to figure out what meme is going to just straight up be a big chunk of our next episode.
Right?
Can I suggest one?
Yeah,
yeah.
Kermit drinking tea.
Oh yes, but that's. None of my business.
This is a little weird for me because Ron called me into his office and said, do you want to see my meme? And then he showed me. I didn't think that's what a meme was.
Because you said yes.
It's like, yes, please.
Thinking that he was going to show you, yeah.
Yeah.
Could we maybe the photo for this episode is like, Hayes has his arm around Tom, but Tom's looking at the Doughboys like he's looking at Mitch like, ooh. Yeah. And Hayes is looking at Tom like, what the?
Hey, what
you're
gives?
Doing
oh,
that?
I gotcha.
Yeah, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
You're talking about the photo we'll take later?
Yeah. We always talk about it on the show.
We
you
always,
ever heard the
a
show?
A big part of the show. This show, your show, I don't know what it is. There's no real structure to it, but ours is a very clear format.
Right.
Which is we start to give an award, we bring in two people who want a video game, we put them through their paces running a couple rough drafts of what their show would be, we talk to Kevin about office hours, and then we discuss what meme we're going to recreate in the photo that we take. Mm-hmm. It's a fucking fail-proof format.
Mm-hmm.
When do you guys talk about the photo?
We usually don't. I mean, I guess we don't talk about it on air. I mean, this is your problem now with Tom. I mean, I'm not.
That's another big Tom
anymore,
thing. Tom really brings the heat with photo ideas.
Yeah.
We ask our guests if we can put our arms around their shoulders. Then we give a thumbs up, and they take and then Yusong takes the picture.
Yeah.
Ask the guest if the photo is okay.
What happened before you started asking? Was there a moment where you're like, okay, from now on, we're going to start making sure that we're going to get explicit consent about this?
I believe there was one guest who got upset with us, right, Nick?
Yeah, there was someone who got like...
What were they mad about?
They were mad about we like put our arms around them,
mm-hmm.
and they were like, eh. Like they didn't like it.
Shane? You were squeezing them?
Yeah.
Did he go, eh, Shane?
He did. He did say "assy."
Eh. Was that Besser?
It was Besser.
It was Besser.
Okay,
yeah,
it sounds a little like Besser.
They might have been mad that you were going to get French fry grease on their jacket.
That I wonder, because we should just start using some wet wipes before then we wouldn't have to ask. People wouldn't be worried about the fry grease.
Well, the new Doughboys offer wet wipes to our guests. We do that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So
that's like, I mean, that's kind of innovation. I wouldn't
no
I wouldn't
dry napkins
think for so
no
mm-hmm.
wet wipes.
I wouldn't think
wet
of
wipes. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh well,
or comparable.
I guess that's where I kind of have been pushed out here. I mean, it's a thing I've always said I wanted. I wanted to end the show, but now that it's happening, I'm kind of like, I don't know.
Surprised?
Yeah, I'm kind of like, oh, this is on different terms than I expected.
Well, at least you get a video game on the way out.
Yeah, that's are we going to split this special video game, or it's going to be like a weekends at your house, weekdays at my house kind of thing? Do they have two copies?
Question for the boys.
Kevin, what's the thing at your house that you like?
Sure. Well, disc one is the installation one, and Nick gets that, and then Mitch gets disc two, which is the play disc.
Okay.
Mm. Okay.
And it's Office Hours, the video game. It's a little side project I've been working on.
So this is Chef Kevin's video game designed?
It's an open world video game, yes. Mm-hmm. It's a sandbox style.
Like a sandbox style, like, but you said office. Is it in the world of the office or in the world
it's
of your podcast?
The state of Pennsylvania.
It's Scranton.
So you start out in Scranton, but the borders of the game are all of Pennsylvania.
I mean, that sounds like an ambitious design. I worry that it's maybe not super refined if it's just you making it. But I mean,
we can talk.
Right, because Nick's so refined.
I'm just saying, game development. Developing a sandbox
Jesus
game is a big
Christ,
endeavor.
Christ, Nick, this is Chef K. He's a human being.
Yeah, I want to play the game. I'm just
no more video game.
No more video game. You just lost out.
So we don't get the special video game
Thanks,
now because I insulted
I'm
him.
I'm proud of Chef Kevin for showing a little backbone here. No more video game.
Tom, I'm thinking of...
You get what you came in with. It's just like Ron Jeremy and Kevin Spacey's show.
I'm thinking of first guests.
You walk out of here with what you had when you came in.
For the new Doughboys.
For the new Doughboys.
First of all, should it just be called the new Doughboys?
And Jack left
I think
out,
the new
right?
Doughboys is good.
Or the Doughboys. New and improved.
The Nouveau Boys.
So who do you think a first guest should be?
We could ask Kevin... Spacey.
Bye.
Hollywood Handbook. That was a HeadGum podcast.